Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and all around the world, it's Thanksgiving Day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day.
We're going to get into God's Word concerning not being offended. It is never okay to feel sorry for yourself. I started out that way at the breakfast table this morning. Gloria said, "You feeling sorry for yourself?" I said, "Yeah." Just change it right now. That ain't never okay.
Oh,
amen.
God.
Choose joy. Choose life. Let the love of God in. This is your day to be free. Glory to God. So get your Bibles. Let's get into today's Bible lesson. But first of all, let's go to the fourth chapter of Mark. We're going to see from the Word why it is never okay to beat yourself down. It is never okay to feel sorry for yourself. Never. It carries it in the world, it has little significance. The reason is all of them are doing it. When you can get on some national TV show and fuss and fight and tell your story about how you have been so insulted and so offended. I'm offended. My whole group is offended. In fact, let's all be offended. Whatever you say is going to offend me, I want you to know, because I'm offended. We're all offended. Think about it. You could be like Jesse and me. Some people know where they came from. But Jesse and me are a little bit of everything. Amen. I'm Native American. Oh, I can be offended. After all, I'm Irish. Oh, yeah, I could be offended. Oh, praise God. Amen. You could pick out anything and be offended over it. But I'm going to tell you something. It is ungodly. It has extreme consequences. It will, and this is a word I didn't come up with myself. It will bleach all the Word out of you.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Like a strong bleach just remove the color from a cloth. Offense will just suck the Word of God out of you. And it'll do it when you need it the most. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to see some things this morning in this church. Hallelujah. Now, notice what Jesus said in the 14th verse. The sower sows the Word. Now, the remainder of this entire fourth chapter, the subject of it is the sower sows the Word and receiving 100-fold harvest of that Word. That's what Jesus is talking about. Now, these are they by the wayside where the Word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and
taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. His enemy in the earth is the word of God. He has no defense for it. Amen. And you, darling one, are a carrier. You are the infected ones. You're the dangerous ones. Because when you receive the word of God, you make a decision to believe it. And then you make a decision to say it. Then the Father that dwells within you is released to do it. And the devil can't stop it, no matter how hard he tries. So now if he can't get this word out of you, he's just had it in your life. Amen. Now notice what he does. Satan comes immediately, takes away the word that was sown. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. When they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves. Third chapter of Ephesians says we are rooted and grounded in love. They have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, for what sake? Does persecution come to teach you something?
No,
it comes because of the word. It's a weapon Satan uses to steal the word. Affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. Uh-oh. There it is. Offense. Hurt feelings. Poor me. Now, I didn't come to play church with you this morning. Amen. Because this thing is mean and it's dangerous. They are offended for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and the word becomes unfruitful. Well, what causes any believer to bear fruit? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. What is that? The blessing. The blessing of the Lord. So all of these things are blessing thieves. Amen. When offense comes, when people, particularly when you're looking to be offended, I'm standing up for my rights. No, you're not. You're laying down at the feet of the devil is what you're doing. You're not standing up for anything. I'm protecting my rights. I have rights. Really? Come on. When you start walking in love, it's amazing how many of your rights don't really count much for anything anymore. Because you're walking in a place that's above that. You begin to walk in love, and they all fighting for their rights, and you begin to realize your rights are being maintained by God. You can't anybody get through to you when you're walking in the love of God and you're walking by faith. But once you get offended, then you've done out amongst them now. And you're fighting a fight you can't win. Now, I want you to see Not you already know everything I've said up to now. You already knew. You already know these things don't work and they're wrong. But now we need to see why this is so dangerous. Now I want you to notice what Jesus says here. And note at 19, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust or pressures that come from other things entering in choke the word, and the word becomes unfruitful. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not set on a candlestick? Don't just drift past that verse. This is extremely important. Did God bring forth His word and then hide it so you can't get it? Now, there's a lot of people have the idea that that's true. Well, how can you? I just can't understand the Bible. I just don't believe God really wanted us to understand all of the deep things of Himself. Well, come on. He didn't have to send the word at all if He just wanted to just keep you stupid. You're already stupid like me. We were already dumb. All He had to do is just leave the word off, just leave it to ourselves. We'd have taken care of the rest of it. Amen. Stupid is hard to fix. And when you got a lot of religious help to misunderstand what the Bible is saying, then stupid is really epidemic. Now, no, God brought the word to make it a bright light so everybody could understand Him, everybody could see exactly what He's saying, and everybody walk in a 100-fold return on His word. That was the will of God. Everybody walk on that 100-fold. Everybody. That's what God had planned. Hallelujah. Now, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. If any man, all the any persons, some of you ain't figured that out yet. I don't. I'm an any man. Any means me. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, hold your place there and just jump over to the 8th chapter of Luke right quick. And look at this. This is Luke's account of Jesus preaching, the sower sows the word. Now, look at the 8th verse. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried. He shouted, he hollered. Jesus was and is a preacher. That's where us preachers get this. That's the reason we holler at you from time to time. Amen. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Glory to God. Now, hear what? Just turn over to the 10th verse. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He has released His will. It is His will for the mysteries of God to be understood by His people, by His family, in the name of Jesus. He gave Himself so that we could understand His word, so we could walk in His word, so we could be pain-free, disease-free, praise God, debt-free, worry-free, fear-free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, go back there to Mark once again. Now, we're looking at why it is so dangerous to become offended or to do these different things and allow the devil to steal the word out of you. Why it is so dangerous to feel sorry for yourself. Verse 23, Mark 4:23, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet or measure, it shall be measured unto you. Not the other way around. God is not eking out little measures, and one got a little measure and another one got a little more measure than the other one. No, God's pouring out to hundredfold. When you don't choose joy and you choose sadness, you choose depression, it'll steal everything you have. Now, notice, I spent a lot of time being depressed, too, until I got delivered from it. But when I found out sometime later, I could choose my way of feeling. Amen. Depression is grief. And He bore our griefs and carried our sorrow.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.